God has provided a lamb. Don't bring down your knife, Abraham. So thankful you'll be, your son can go free. God has provided a lamb. We all have sinned, the debt must be paid. God will that justice be done, but he granted pardon through one name alone. Sweet child of promise, his son. God has provided a lamb, and oh, how unworthy I am. He could not go free, he died for you and for me. God has provided a lamb. Though I should have died, he was crucified. God has provided, God has provided, God has provided a lamb.
God has provided a lamb. Well, got a little good news here for you before we read some scripture. We have our church directories. Can you believe that? And they're here, and so you'll be able to get them after the service this morning. We do ask that if you had your picture took in it, you get one. If you don't, you didn't. That's enough. That's all we have. And so sorry about that. Tried to get you to get your picture took. And I hope that you'll be sure and pick those up. They're really turned out pretty nice, and I hope that you'll enjoy them. Okay? All right, 1 Timothy chapter number 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. While you're turning to the scripture this morning, remember, we will have youth choir practice this evening, and this is for everybody. Now, some of y'all didn't make it last week to practice, and parents, let me stress, we're doing some special things for the youth rally, and we need you here. We need the kids here. So at 6 o'clock this evening, have them here. We're going over what we're going to be doing. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Of course, tonight, I hope that you'll be praying this evening. I'll be bringing the slide presentation on rock music tonight in the service. I've already heard of a lot of people that are coming, lost people that are coming tonight. And so please pray. And I don't want all you prayer warriors to desert me now. We need you here to pray. If you just run out on me and leave a bunch of sinners and me here, we're in trouble. And so we need some people to pray. There'll be going some in the prayer rooms, but not these prayer rooms. That's you go in the other building, so keep the noise down. And pray during the service tonight. Pray that God will just move in. His will be done. Please pray for the services tonight. We're doing the slide presentation on rock music, and the message this morning kind of goes along with it. I didn't plan it this way. This is what the Lord dealt with my heart about preaching this morning, and it's kind of an introduction for tonight. If you don't believe that this world's in a mess, be here tonight. If you don't believe, listen, John Lennon made a statement back in the 60s, and he said that Christianity would vanish and shrink. And he said that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. That's all he said at that time. And it was on radio and TV, and people were burning Beatle records. You remember that? All over the news, they're trashing them. How could he possibly say that? That was 30 years ago. You're not going to believe what's going on now. you're not going to believe it. I'm going to show you a group tonight and let you see the words where the name of the song, I'm not talking about a man that got an interview and said we're more popular than Jesus. That's light talk nowadays. I'm talking about a man who the words of the song are called Blaspheme the Ghost. And the entire song tells you to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. The entire song. And I'll show you that tonight on the screen and let you hear it. It's unbelievable. You think the world's gone downhill in the last 30 years more than it did 1,000 years before that. Brother, we're living in the last days. Something's going to give somewhere. God's not going to continue to put up with what's going on in this world forever. He's just not going to do it. When His wrath gets filled up, He'll move like He did in Noah's day, like He did in the days of Lot in Sodom. And the Lord said, when it's like the days of Noah and when it's like the days of Lot, you better look out. That's when you know you're in the last days. We're there. We're there. And if you have any doubt of that in your mind, be here tonight and you'll be shocked. It's hard to believe they could get by with it. What's going on in rock and roll music today? I'm talking about soft, contemporary, rap, heavy metal, head-banging, punk, I mean the whole nine yards. They just found out the other day that a fellow by the name of Eazy-E, who is the daddy, the head daddy of the modern rap movement, died and went to hell just about 2 weeks ago with AIDS. And he just found out he had AIDS a couple of weeks before that. And he said in USA Today, he said, I'm not a religious person. Not interested. And he talked about all the different women, seven or eight of them, that he had children by. And now that man is paying for all the sewage that spewed from his mouth to poison a generation of teenagers. He's paying. And will forever and ever and ever. It's not a game, young people. What I'm going to talk to you about this morning is in the Bible. I'm going to show it to you in the Scripture and kind of brief you for the service tonight. Look at verse number 15. Look at verse 15. This is an amazing statement in the Word of God. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 15. For some are already turned aside after Satan. What a verse of Scripture. He said some people have turned aside after Satan. I want to preach to you just for a few minutes on the subject, selling out to Satan. And the thing I want to say this morning is that there is a real devil. There's no doubt about it. He's bargaining with people for their soul. He does not care about them. He just hates God for kicking him out of heaven many years ago. And the only way the devil can get back at God is take what God loves the most, a human soul. Jesus died for a man's soul. So the devil, trying to get back at God, says, I'll get their soul. Young people, this morning, the devil is not your friend. He's not your friend. Don't you believe them people that come around in the occult, in the music business? That's his main avenue right now, is music, to get young people. The devil is not going to come to you with horns and a pitchfork, real ugly and smelling bad. He's going to come coated in something, disguised, something that appeals to you, something that you like. He uses pleasure, popularity, money, free sell out. He tempted the Lord Jesus Christ. He's alive and loose. They said, somebody said one time that the devil is bound. No, the devil is not bound. If you think the devil's bound, there's something wrong with your brain. He's not bound. He's limited as to how far he can go. But I want to tell you something, brother. The Bible said the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The devil's not bound now. He will be bound for 1,000 years during the tribulation. But he is not bound now. One old preacher said, if the devil's bound now, he's bound to my coattail. Because every time I turn around, there he is. That's true. Many people this morning are selling out to the devil. There's a man and woman working beside each other in a factory. He has a good wife. She has a good husband. But the devil comes and causes sparks to start to fly between them. First thing you know, they got a crush on each other. Next thing you know, they're talking the way they shouldn't talk. And the next thing you know, the devil makes them an offer. All you got to do is sell out. All you got to do is just leave your family and you can have this. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And many people are just selling out at the offer of the devil. All the emphasis these days is being put on evil spirits and demon possession. The movie The Exorcist, many years ago, with all the weird things that went on around that movie. And I could go into detail this morning and tell you things that happened during that thing and how that people were scared and all kinds of things. Is the pressure being put on people just to sell out? The emphasis today is give in. Let it have you. Let yourself go. Don't hold back. Don't bound yourself up. Give in to the spirit of this age. Playboy makes an issue called the girls of the ACC, in which they offer college-age girls in the ACC money to sell out and bare their bodies, that wicked, filthy-minded men may lust after them. It's a selling out. It's giving in to what the devil wants. Down in Florida, Oakland Park, Florida, Satan worshipers are breaking into churches. They are having sexual black masses in the house of God. They tear up all the furniture. They sign the guest book, Satan, and then leave. They're writing 666 on the wall in blood or human waste and turning over the altar and ripping apart Bibles. It's happening all over the land. They vandalize churches. In New Jersey, a young man. Help me now, mamas. Help me. We need you quiet. In New Jersey, a young man was drowned by his friends at his request because he believed it would put him in charge of demons. I'm going to show you a picture tonight of a rock group called Iron Maiden. And the rock group Iron Maiden has a mascot. Their mascot is a man or a demon named Eddie. And they believe that Eddie is more powerful than the devil. You see, young people are tapping into these forces and power. They have no idea what they're fooling with. Now, Eddie has convinced Iron Maiden that when they get to hell, that they're going to rule over the people in hell with torches of fire and put fire to people and help burn them and stuff like that. But Eddie has tricked them, and the devil has tricked Eddie. When Iron Maiden gets to hell, they're not going to rule. They're going to be just like every other lost soul. They're selling out to the devil in order to get recognition, and that's what's going on. Somebody brought me one of our youth rally flyers a while ago, just happened to give it to me before the service, and this was taken from the store down here, around 221, the convenience store. Somebody has wrote all over it and made it this, the picture of the devil here. And here's, it says this, where it says, youth services and thrilling testimonies. It says, we cast out your demons free. And here it says, come and it'll change your life. You too can be a religious lunatic, a raving religious lunatic. It's got my face all drawed over. It says giant youth rally service and orgy and all kinds of wicked things on the youth rally flyer. You say, Brother Danny, don't that upset you? Well, to tell you the truth, something inside me went, glory to God, we're on the right track. Amen? Hey, if the devil ain't never fighting you, you ain't doing nothing. Boy, listen, I've been expecting a little opposition. I mean, you always get opposition when you're doing the right thing. If the devil's never bothering you, he's got you. You know what that makes me, lets me know? That the youth rally is already getting the demons in McDowell County stirred up.
And brother, when they get stirred up, that means God's power is coming on this little town called Marion, North Carolina. I'm telling you this morning, God is greater than every demon of hell. God is greater than every devil of hell. When I preach about this morning, we're not supposed to fear demons. We're not supposed to fear the devil. We're supposed to fear God. The Bible says, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And one little child in our church that's saved has more power in them than every Satan worshiper in the world. It just has to be brought out. But I'm telling you, we're in a battle. We're in a battle. People are selling out to the devil. I'll have you a tape tonight by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, in which a man accepts his reward, and the first thing he does is thank Satan on the national award on national TV. Now, I'll let you hear that tonight. You will not believe what is going on. The devil is real, young people. If you don't believe it, you just watch me. I tell you what, brother, if you don't believe the devil is real, he's tricked you. He don't want you to believe in him. He don't want you to realize that God is more powerful than he is. But yet many young people, as I said today, are selling out. There's a teenage fraternity in Oklahoma. It's called the Covenant of the 73rd Demon. Their job is to vandalize churches. To be a member, you have to turn crosses upside down. I'll show you some of that tonight. You have to deface the house of God. You have to do something to tear up a church. You'd have to break the church windows or something like that. You have to write messages like somebody's put on my office door outside there. You have to do something. You have to do something to show that you hate God in order to be a part of it. Now, I'm saying all this to brief you this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in the day when it's no longer easy just to play church. We're going to have to get down to business with God. This Sunday morning stuff won't cut it in this day and time. You're going to have to be dedicated to God Almighty to make our true colors show. What a day we have to stand up and be counted for the Lord Jesus Christ. We have some men in the Bible who sold out. The first one is Esau. Open your Bible to Genesis 25. Now, you ladies are going to have to help me. We need you quiet. Get these babies quiet. That's what our nursery is for. And I don't mean to be mean. I'm just trying to keep you from being mean. Genesis chapter 25. Look at Genesis chapter 25 and verse 31. Genesis 25 and verse number 31. Very important that you hear this. Genesis 25 and verse 31. Esau sold out. Notice what the book says here in the book of Genesis chapter 25 and verse 31. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he sware unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Now let me tell you what that represented. When a man had the birthright in the Old Testament, it meant several things. It meant, first of all, that he was in direct line of the messianic prophecies, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, on down the line. He was in line to be in the line that would someday bring the Messiah into the world. It meant also that he assumed priestly responsibilities in the home until the priesthood would be established, which wasn't until Exodus. And he would exercise the right of a priest in his home. It meant, three, that he had a double portion of the inheritance coming from his dad, land and material possessions. That's what it represented. Esau despised that and sold it out for the lust of his flesh. You better be careful, because the world will offer you pleasure and satisfaction for your flesh as a trade-off for your spiritual life. Don't do it, young people. It's not worth it. The world has a lot to offer out there, but for heaven's sake, don't sell out to the devil. Let me show you another man. 1 Kings 21. In the book of 1 Kings 21, look at this fella. His name is Ahab. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 21, the Bible tells us that he sold himself. 1 Kings chapter 21 and verse number 20. 1 Kings 21 and verse 20. The Bible said this. He said, and Ahab said to Elijah, hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Here's what Ahab told him. He said, King, you've sold out. He said, that's the lust of the eyes. King Ahab sold out for a woman. He had this wicked wife. Her name was Jezebel. He said, everything I sell out just to please that wicked woman. You know, there's been a lot of good men went down the tube just because of a woman. Do you know that? The Bible said many strong men have been slain by her. There are men who don't have a problem with drugs, who don't have a problem with alcohol, who don't have a problem stealing money, but cannot resist being around a female. You better realize, men here this morning, that the devil comes in many forms. The devil don't just come as drugs. The devil don't just come as liquor, but the devil comes in the form of a female. I've seen a lot of women, brother, that as soon as you see them, I see the devil. I don't know what you see. When you see Madonna, what do you see? You say, amen. There you go. That's right. I mean, she's full of it. Ain't no doubt about it. You say, oh, you mean, listen, there's power in that flesh. And the same thing works the other way. I'm just giving you an illustration of a man who sold out because of a woman. You better be careful. I want to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, especially all you men here this morning, there ain't no woman in this world so beautiful as to sell out the Lord Jesus Christ for. Amen. Say amen right there, man. Amen. I ain't never seen a woman that's better to have than Jesus. No woman can beat what the Lord can give you. Don't be such a fool. Don't be a fool. I'm thinking of a man right now, years ago, left his wife, family, lost everything he had. Lost everything he had. Lost his joy, lost his testimony, lost raising his kids. Lost it all just because of a woman that he met somewhere that he thought was worth it. They sold out. It's not worth it. You don't have to be wearing a black hood, marching around a pentagram chanting to sell out to the devil. The devil comes in many forms. He comes in the lust of the flesh. He comes in the lust of the eyes. And then let me show you another one right quick. Judas in Matthew 26. Judas, here's a man that sold out to Satan. Matthew 26. You know what Judas sold out for? Money. 30 pieces of silver. I challenge you to read that story this morning and ask me, did that money make him happy? Did that money satisfy him? Did he have a lot of enjoyment with those 30 pieces of silver? It got to driving him crazy to where he come back in the temple and throwed it down and went out and committed suicide. Let me tell you something. Young people, mamas and daddies, look at it. Matthew 26:14. Matthew 26:14, the Bible said, then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest and said unto them, what will you give me? Are you saying that to the devil this morning? What am I going to get, devil? How much fun can I have? Is she worth it? Is he worth it? Is that money worth it? He said, what will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver, and from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Judas, for money, sold the Lord out. The Bible said the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. The devil will make you an offer, friend. But you know something? The devil makes you an offer and it never turns out like that. The devil says, you can be cool, man. You can be hip. You can be with it. Man, look at all these cool friends you can have. You can have this. You can have that. You can have a big time. And it always backfires. The devil told Judas, said, you can have this. Is the devil putting something in front of you saying, look what you could have. Look what you could have if you'd just give up this church stuff. You know, 9 times out of 10, when somebody quits church, the thing that is, the devil's got something out there tempting them with it. Of course, you know what they'll do. They'll turn around and blame the church. They'll say, well, somebody in the church didn't treat me right. Well, it'd be all right. It'll be all right, baby. It'll be all right. Somebody in the church don't treat you right. You know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to grow up and get over it and serve God anyway. The truth is, you got some sin you got your eyes on. Somebody says, so-and-so said some people in the church hurt his feelings, so he's out drinking, right? That don't give you no excuse to live like a devil. If I quit church every time I got my feelings hurt, you wouldn't see me this evening. I'd be gone tonight. Some of you sitting there this morning going, hey, well, we'll put you up here one Sunday and see how interesting it'll be. I'd love to hear you. There's my feelings. I ain't never coming back to church. Oh, shut up, man. I'm telling you what. We've got a God in heaven. We've got a heaven to go to. Our name's in the book of life. We're not going to hell. We need to grow up and realize all that is the devil putting something in front of us to try to knock us out of the race. You know what Christians need to do? We need to set our eyes on that goal line and say, brother, come hell or high water or demons or fussing or grandma or mother-in-law or whoever, I'm going to serve God. It don't matter who likes it, who don't like it, because in this day and time, the devil's going to be tempting you. Some of the girls, I was kidding them out on the bus, they said, I can't sing, I got a sore throat. I said, what are you going to do when you really have a problem? Sore throat keeps you from doing anything for God. You ain't going to last long, I can tell you that, because there's a whole lot worse stuff coming than a sore throat. You stay in this business very long, you serve God long enough, you're going to get knocked down a whole lot worse than a back hurting or a headache. There's a lot worse stuff than that coming. You've got to make up your mind. Jesus didn't give up. He carried that cross up that hill. He laid them hands out there. They put nails in his hand. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he looked out here and said, I'll do it for them. I'll do it for them. And we got to make up our mind that we're not going to sell out in these last days. You know why people sell out? You know why people sell out? People sell out because they don't have no integrity. That's a lost word in our generation. I'll give you an example. Years ago, a famous baseball player was asked to do a commercial, and it's for a beer commercial, and they offered him a tremendous amount of money. You know why? Because them scums that make beer and liquor know, they know the way to get a kid to do something is see his idol do it. That's why I feel so sorry for you kids that's hooked on rock and roll. You just don't know how dumb you are. And I don't mean that bad. I mean, it ain't my fault you're dumb. I'm trying to help you and give you some sense. You say, well, I don't care what you say. I like it. You're just showing your ignorance. And I'm not mad because I used to be ignorant too. Man, I tell you what, I'd get in a good service and I'd get filled up with God and I'd go out and stick Grand Funk Railroad in my tape player and they'd go, damn! And my spirituality go, psh. The truth is, you just ain't caught it yet. It's a brain deficiency. Low IQ, I don't know what it is. But it looks like sooner or later, you could feel something pulling you away from God. Looks like you'd have, I mean, if you're saved and God's in you, and then that other spirit comes in, them two spirits don't jive, man. They just can't stay together. Anyway, what was I saying before I got on there? Who's listening? Oh yeah, the baseball player. One man's listening in here this morning. The baseball player said, nope, I ain't going to do it. If I got advertised for beer, I've got a lot of young people watching me, and I'm not going to sell out because I don't want to destroy their life. Now you take some jerk like Charles Barkley, he don't care how many lives he destroys. He said, I ain't no role model. Do what you want to. I do my own thing. You say you shouldn't call people's name when you're preaching. That shows how much you know about preaching. Read your Bible, man. Read your Bible. Now listen, you take some pervert like Michael Jackson, you take somebody like that, they don't care how many lives they destroy while trying to keep a clean image to get the sucker's money. They'll do things that deliberately destroy young people's lives and cause them to be perverted. They're selling out for that money. Selling out for that money. You don't find many athletes nowadays that say, hey, I'm not going to advertise for you. I don't care how much money you offer me. I'm not going to do it. People talk about Jim Baker like he's a dog. And Jim Baker did do wrong. I'm not justifying Jim Baker at all. What he done was terrible. I'm not taking up for him. But how come nobody says nothing about Jessica? You say, she was an innocent little church secretary. You're full of mud, man. You know what she wound up doing? Getting rich off of it and getting her a hotline to call in and posing nearly naked in one of the Penthouse or Playboy, one of them magazines. She sold out. If she is so right with God, that would have shamed her and you'd have stayed in church and lived right. Somebody said, Jessica, man, we could make a fortune off you because you messed up a preacher and the preacher's gone to prison. All the men want to see your body. And she said, how much you give me? She sold out. Not worth it. Jessica Hahn will be sorry for that one day when she stands before God. People sell out because they don't have no character. You know what your character is? It's what you do when nobody ain't looking. The test of your character is what would you do in the dark if nobody's ever going to find out. Now find out what your character is. You say, boy, preacher, I'm wicked. Well, we're all wicked, but I'm saying if in your heart you try to stay right with God when you're by yourself, that shows you got a good character. I didn't say you would never sin. I'm saying when you do sin, it breaks your heart and it makes you miserable and you're on your... You notice these days people are not committed to anything. They're not committed to a job. Man, some of these guys, they wouldn't work in a pie factory tasting pies for a living, changing flavors 3 times a day. Well, didn't look good, Cherry. Hey, man, our moms and daddies grew up. If they got a job, they held on to it. Amen? No commitment these days. That's why marriages, there's no commitment to marriages. You know what? The best thing you can do with your marriage is make up your mind, we're partners, we're in this thing for life, we're going to stay together, and we're going to make it work. You can't have it in the back of your mind, well, one more thing, buddy, and that's... No, you can't have that. That's not the thing to have in your mind. Don't sell out. Remember hearing the story of Jane Mansfield, and I'll close with this scary story. What a lot of people don't realize is that Jane Mansfield got hooked up with Anton LaVey, who's the pastor. I'll show you his picture tonight.
who's the pastor of the First Church of Satan in San Francisco, Anton LaVey. Jane Mansfield had a close relationship with him. And always when that happens, something goes weird in that person's life. Jane Mansfield, the famous movie star, had a person who was a Christian, who was a friend of hers, who tried their best to get Jane Mansfield to go to church and get right. And a few weeks before she killed, she wrote that woman a letter and said, "Dear so-and-so, I just thought that I'd write you a note. You've always tried to get me to go to church. Well, I thought you'd be glad to know I have joined the church. I've joined the church of Satan. And I've given my mind, body, and soul to the devil." And 2 weeks later, about 2 weeks later, she's coming up out of New Orleans down there in that car, in that fog, and it was so foggy they couldn't see, and smashed into that other vehicle. And the report said that it decapitated her. Her head wound up on the hood of that car. Just like that, the devil come to take what was his. And I read in a book, when I was studying on some of this material, that when the time came, Anton LaVey was sitting there in San Francisco. He was cutting out some pictures of the newspaper with scissors. That night, Jane Mansfield was killed. The story said that he come across that, he cut it, and there was a picture, and Jane Mansfield was in the paper on the back side, and them scissors, he didn't realize it, but went right across her neck. When the news came that she'd just been killed. That's stuff you don't fool with, people. That's stuff you don't play with. Some of you kids here this morning, "Oh, it's just a joke. I just play the Ouija board." Listen, the devil gives a little bit of your life, a little at a time. For all we know this morning, Jane Mansfield's in hell. Been there over 25 years. And got 25 billion to go. Because she sold out to the devil just for a few pleasures down here. It ain't worth it. Sell out to the devil. There's no telling who's in here this morning. Crowd this big, there's probably a young person here this morning that's been dabbling around in the occult. Kids, don't do it. All you bus kids, don't do it. The devil will grab you. It's real. It's real. Let's stand with our heads bowed. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. No one's talking. No one's moving. If God has spoke to your heart this morning and you know that the Spirit of the Lord, I know it's been hard for you this morning. It's hard for me to preach this. The devil don't want it preached. He don't like it. That's why it's been kind of hard. If you know deep down inside, if you need to make a commitment to God, friend. Young people, maybe some of you here this morning. Young man, young lady, mom, dad, boy, girl. You say, "It scares me when you talk about all that stuff, preacher." Well, it ought to. If you're not safe in the arms of Jesus. If God's dealing with your heart this morning, my advice to you would be to get out of your seat. Make your way down here to this altar. Get that heart right with God. Get out and get your friends this evening. Bring them to church tonight. Get busy for God. Amen. Oh God in heaven, help us to realize this morning that the devil comes in many, many forms. And Lord, some people are just flat out, all out Satanist. But others are tricked and deceived and don't realize what they're fooling with. God have mercy. God have mercy. Open the eyes of these boys and girls here this morning. I've tried, Lord, and I can't do it. You've got to do it. By the Holy Ghost conviction, open their heart right now. Help that young man, young lady, boy or girl who's been tempted to sell out to Satan. Get their life on this altar this morning. Give their heart to Jesus. Save that one which is lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's sing this morning, "Come Pray."
Just get out of your seat. Come on, let's...